bekungabizwa ozwayo edolobheni lakobulawayo ngomgqibelo emkhosini wokukhetha intombi enhle ukwedlula ezinye isiqamulamayezi esingu-Miss Tourism Zimbabwe, lapho unkosazana Thafaza Jaritha oneminyaka engamashumi amabili lantathu yokuzalwa onguye onqobe amanye amantombazana angamashumi amabili akade efuna lesi sicoco esiba yindlovukazi kaMiss Tourism Zimbabwe. UJaritha uthole lesi sicoco esiza lomvuzo wenkulungwane ezilishumi zamadola, i-$10,000, imota ye-Mercedes-Benz, i-C-Class, athole letikiti lendizamshina lokuya kumcimbi kaMiss World Tourism ehlawulelwa yinkampani ye-United Refineries lokunye. Abanye abalandele uJaritha ekunqobeni kulo umcimbi unkosazana Natalie Magondo odabuka eMashonaland East obelitshatshazi lakuqala oneminyaka engamashumi amabili lambili yokuzalwa. Kuthi isicoco setshatshazi lesibili sitholwe unkosazana Life Mathunzeni oneminyaka engamashumi amabili lambili yokuzalwa. Amatshatshazi omabili asuke kulo umcimbi ethwele imivuzo egoqela inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola, i-$5,000 ngamunye. Kumcimbi ofanayo, unkosazana Michelle Nyika osuka eHarare uthole isicoco sokuba nguMiss Personality, kuthi lonkosazana Maita Kainga osuka eHarare wathola esikaMiss Talent. Umnumzana Louis Mhlanga ubuke umcimbi weMiss Tourism Zimbabwe walonyaka kodwa wasola ukuphuza kokuqala kwawo.
Ngafanele ukuthi abanye bazawuya kodwa ama-judges bathe bona baleyindlela zabo zokunanzelela ukuthi kubani ezawina because kule kuthiwa i-70% of i-judgment yayenzakala prior to event yabona. So owawinayo ungumeri uphuma kuMpumalanga Eastern Island. Ungathi umuntu nje vele uza clever, uza articulate ukuthi engakwazi ukuthi amelele ilizwe. Kodwa hhayi umcimbi lowo wahamba wathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu, 6 hours if I'm not mistaken. Ayisoenjoyelaide manje.
UNkosikazi Jacqueline Ndlovu obekhona kulo mcimbi uthi bekukuhle ejabulela kakhulu ingoma ebezichaywa lapho.
Umcimbi wangomgqibelo wawuchaza kukuhle, sakholisa sagida. UDJ wasichayela ingoma yeyi ikwaito i-house i-Nigerian music esayigidayo lapho, hayi sakholisa. Yayempumela yokula abanye abangathinga kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi vele nxa ukhetha into lezi uQueen ngumuntu okumele akwazi ukukhumisa ikhiwa. So vele nxa akwazi ukukhumisa ikhiwa awukwani lapha, kodwa abamkhethayo angamuzwa sebele chaya isilungu esishapu.
Umnumzana Simeon Sibanda isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi umcimbi ubumuhle kodwa wasola okuthile okugoqela imali yokungena ebiphezulu.
Hayi, umcimbi wona uhlelekile nje ngendlela engasolekiyo, kodwa ke into mhlawumbe esolekayo yindawo lapha lo mcimbi owenzelwe khona ku-parking lot yase-Rainbow Hotel. Ngibona ngani ukuhlalisa abantu phandle bekulukhuni impela, because uyabona ukuthi kule miyani kulezinsuku. Mhlawumbe futhi umcimbi lo uthethe futhi isikhathi eside kakhulu. Kuze kwachaya you know o-2 AM ekuseni, sesigijimela u-3 AM ekuseni, abantu belokho behlezi ezitulweni umcimbi ungapheli. Mhlawumbe futhi intengo ukungena khona hhayi bakithi bekudura. Sesikhuluma-ke $25 kusiya le phezulu, hhayi ngibona ngani lokho nje kuke kwaba nje isikhubekiso kwabanye mhlawumbe.
Umphathintambo wedolobho lakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube nguye obengumhlonitshwa kulo mcimbi. Unkosikazi Sarah Mpofu Sibanda onesichenqe sokuqoqa umcimbi kaMiss Tourism Zimbabwe uthi umcimbi walonyaka uphumelele okwamagama, esithi ulethemba lokuba unkosazana Jaritha uzaphakamisa iflegi yeZimbabwe ngokugcweleyo lapho eqhuba umsebenzi wakhe umnyaka wonke. Ngimela iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.